right, everybody. Welcome back into Market Abilities, brought to you by
Growing Media.
That was your cue. You hit it. That was excellent.
I actually got it that time.
That was nice. Yes. So listen, guys, while we make good production, I mean, great production. I mean, superb, phenomenal yeah. production, right? To make people money with that production, we have to place it, right? We Correct. Have to take your production and we have to do something with it.
Yeah, because if people don't see it, then what's the point?
Correct. Yeah. So there will be times we'll buy television, for instance. You know, we'll put it on a newscast. We'll buy a sporting event. We'll put them in like the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
And did you help us do that this
year? I think
I did. I think you did.
I think I did.
Tammy is here. Danielle is here from
KBSI Fox 23.
KBSI Fox 23. Longtime home of The Spiel.
Yes.
Super excited about that.
Yeah, how long has The Spiel been on?
27 years.
That's not accurate.
All right, 12.
Yeah.
Is it 12?
So nearly 30.
Nearly yeah. 30, exactly.
Yeah.
I love
In
how
TV world,
Danielle is great.
You just spun
yes,
that.
Yes,
wow.
Yes. So, you know, it's tough. It's a competitive market. We know that media is ever-changing, and we've had this discussion. You know, it may be difficult to sell television to people anymore because it's like, well, we're all cord cutters now. But I tell you, people still watch news, and they still want to know what's going on in their communities, and then they want to watch those sporting events. They're not going to DVR it for sure, right?
Yeah, no.
Right.
I mean, especially the bigger sporting events. No,
absolutely.
No one's going to DVR
no.
that.
They're glued to their television set.
Right. So when you guys, when you're dealing with a new client, for instance, do you immediately jump right into television or do you say, you know, you might need some digital, some social? I mean, you got to have all those things these days.
Yeah. No, we sit down with them and do like a customer needs analysis. Mm-hmm. So what is their client? What does that client look like?
Right.
Age group. You know,
right.
their needs and their wants. And that is where we determine where they should go. Do they do TV and digital or do they just do digital? Do
right.
they just do TV? It just depends.
Right.
But digital definitely is.
It's where it's at, baby.
It's more and more every day.
Yeah. Because everybody has that phone with them constantly, right?
Absolutely. Oh, it's yeah. definitely good to take an integrated approach. So obviously TV. We love TV.
Right.
We love news. We love sports. We're definitely the home of sports action.
Absolutely.
But we want to be able to leverage whatever they're doing. So if
right.
it is, you know, if they're doing print or radio or other advertising memes, we want to be able to meet them where they're at.
Sure. Sure.
Kinda
that makes sense. That. Our last podcast, we talked about cause marketing, which we feel like that's really important nowadays. It's like, okay, we can all go out there and make some really good money, but it's what's your footprint? What did you really do that helped other people? How important is that? And how much of that have you seen in the market?
Extremely important. It's all, you know, my dad used to say, live your dash. So at the end of your life, when you look back, what was the difference that you made? How did you impact, you know, others around you? And so cause marketing is extremely important. We live in a society that you want to be able to make a difference and yeah. help those in need. And we all have different passions. And
right. It's yeah. it's interesting what happens. We talked about it. When you help others, I mean, what happens to you in return?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's interesting how often you like, you know, sacrifice for someone else, but then the amount of like humbleness or That's the right. gratitude that you feel towards like life in general is actually you receive more back than what you gave.
For
like,
sure.
Like every time.
Yeah.
It's in giving that you receive. And so yeah. ultimately it does come back tenfold.
That deserves a little applause. I would hit one of these buttons, but I'll probably do the wah, wah, wah. See?
He knows
the buttons. Yes.
No, nothing makes you feel better than when a client calls you up and said, you're not going to believe what happened, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel like you had something to do with that, you know?
Oh, absolutely. As a marketing, you know, ad place, video production house, we're giving you commercial content to let people know that you're out there, right? Or to
yeah.
let people know that you're connected with a certain cause or this really matters to you and we're trying to raise money for this. But at the end of the day, if you're brave enough to stand and say, how did we do for you? That takes a lot of courage to do that. And for them to say, I'm pleased,
yes.
you know, to be a repeat customer and to tell other people about you and want to come back. That just means you're doing it right. You know, that when they're giving you one check, you're giving them they're giving, you know, three in return, they're receiving three in return. So
it's all about proof of performance. So absolutely. To me, it's not just going out making the sale and then moving on to the next thing and then going back and asking for another sale. It's all about showing them the impact, showing them the value. And we just talked this week about, you know, the importance of stewardship. Mm-hmm. And so that's important.
Yeah.
That's how you keep people coming back.
Yeah. They have to trust you. It's not a one-time contract, like sign here. Yeah, you know how I feel about
contracts. There's always going to be a relationship aspect between you and your customer. It doesn't necessarily need to be you need to be best friends, right, or anything like that. But there's always going to be some type of like, hey, we need to be on the same page. Otherwise, this isn't going to work.
Right. Yeah. For those small businesses watching, because oftentimes people tune in just to find out, you know, where do I start? Where do I begin? We know with some people, it could be a logo. It could be branding. It could be, you know, just truly opening up that storefront. The question that always comes up, what have you budgeted for marketing? And that's so hard for people to answer. Do you have a standard, you know, comment or remark for that? Or do you just say based on your sales? Or I don't know, but we do know, and it's proven through time, that you have to invest.
You do. You have to invest in your business. And obviously, you want to see a return on your investment. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's time, talent, treasure. And so at the end of the day, if you're investing right and if you're diversifying, you're including lots of different avenues, it's who's your target audience? Who do you want to reach? How do you want to go about reaching them? And if you don't think outside the box or do something different, you're not going to be able to meet your potential customer where they're at.
That's so true.
Clients need to know how much does a customer cost you? Mm-hmm. Meaning,
right.
And that's important. Mm-hmm. And that is how they determine their budget. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people get into business and that is the last thing they think about. It should be the first thing they think about.
Right.
So that's what I would say. The first thing you need to think about is how much does a client cost you?
Right. Right. How much do you have to spend to bring them in your front door?
Absolutely.
You know, and how many times do they need to come back and that type thing? And we've said it many times, if you don't spend money on marketing and, you know, telling people that you're here, hey, come see me. What happens?
You won't be there for very long.
That's it. You buy those going out of business sales.
Brand awareness is extremely important. Obviously, you know, that's a focus for a lot of businesses. But then also if you can do the lead generating campaigns where there's a strong call to action and where you can get them in the door or get them into a particular service, that's important too.
Man, I'm so glad you brought that up because that's something we face all of the time. We can get that messaging out there for you in an impactful way. But when we bring them to your front door, it is then on you to convert that person into a customer. And man, we're seeing it where some people aren't doing the work on the backside. And that's engagement. It may take them a couple of messenger, you know, little inquiries before they're going to actually walk into your door. You better be answering those people. That's important.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
You can bring them to the door all day long.
That's right.
And because that's what everybody asks you. Can you get people to my door? I can't. I will. But
are you going to be open? Are you going to let them in? How are you going to treat them? You know?
Are you just going to decide you close on Tuesday? Right. I mean, it happens every day. Right. I mean, I go to businesses and the door's locked and I'm like, okay, we can't. And that happened a lot unfortunately, with COVID because people understaffed and it's just so much more difficult than it ever has been. But I believe you have to be there. You have to say I'm open and not just walk away one day.
That's because, right.
I think it's important to be present in your community too and not just be at the physical location. I mean, you can bring people in, but one negative impression, like the parking lot, there's not enough parking spaces or not signs on the door or people that's there to greet them.
Mm-hmm. So, man, that front counter person is so important.
We don't even have a front.
Thank goodness I've got Lucas like way here in the back. You know, we got Ashley.
I'm like tucked away.
You are.
No one ever knows if I exist or not.
Yeah, we have a front. We have a front door. We're just not a brick. We lock the door and we wave at.
We do. Yeah.
But we're not that kind of business. You know, we're not a brick and mortar. We're just, you know, you guys love the art of the cold call, which I just cringe at the thought of it. So are you guys being more
warmly
received?
We do not love the art.
Okay. Okay. Tell us about that experience. So do you have people tell you to get them out? No?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It happens. Still happens.
Yes.
Yeah. Some people are busy, so.
I've done this a long time, so I don't cold call anymore.
You don't?
I do not. I network first.
Okay.
And I think that is the key in the world today. I mean, like, who knows so-and-so? Mm-hmm. And just kind of go in the back door, kind of. I mean, right. You know, but right. It's all about, you know, so-and-so said that, you know, you'd be interested in talking to me, you know. And if you throw out somebody that they know, they're more likely to sit and at least have a conversation with you.
Sure.
You know, they're not going to say, get out, you know, because or on the phone.
Yeah, the referrals, the connections from people that you know that trust you, you've provided value. I think that goes a long way.
Yeah.
But just making sure, you know, if I'm going to mention someone or recommend someone, I want to make sure they're going to follow through.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's what I ran.
Reputation is everything.
Right. Here's what I ran into for years. And I don't think you and I have had this conversation yet, but there are so many organizations out there, right? Whether it's Rotary, whether it's BNI, whether it's, you know, what all those networking groups. And I'm fine with that. But make sure, like you said, you're actually following through. Because what I saw for years are people having lunch together and going to all these meetings. But what was really happening? You were not converting anything. There was no business there.
It's all transactional. I mean, it has to be a meaningful conversation and have some sort of value.
Right.
Yep.
And I think some of those places are set up that if you don't refer so many people or you don't bring them so many phone calls or whatever, your doctor, you have to pay, or it's like, it's too hard. I'm like, I'm out. No. I mean, I bet I got 100 invites in there. I'm like, I am out. Yeah. I am not going to bring more people to your business. You know, I'm busy trying to run this one. But I mean, that's good. That's good, right? I was honest.
Yeah.
I'll do a commercial for you to help take people to whatever business you need to go. What are your thoughts on all those groups?
I've done it.
I've done it.
I think they run the course.
Yeah.
You can be a member for about a year and then.
Right.
Yeah. So
I'm glad I met you, but I got to go now.
They're only as good as what you put into it. So if you don't 100%. Put 100% into it.
Yes.
And to me, it's always important to do anything that you do, do it with excellence. Yes. And I think your reputation is everything.
Yes.
And if you're going to recommend someone or say you're going to do something, follow through.
Right.
Yeah.
And wow. Know that That's they're going to do a good job.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times would you refer somebody if you're like, I think they could possibly lay a floor. I don't know. I mean,
if they're desperate,
then
maybe I would be like, hey, listen, this is the guy, but
I don't know.
It's the same thing as like a professional reference. Like, I'm not going to recommend someone unless I truly believe they're the right fit for the organization. Sure. Otherwise, I'm like, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I have a big mouth, right? So if, don't get me wrong, guys, I don't want you to misunderstand what I said a moment ago. If I've had a great experience, I will be the first to shout it from the rooftop, you know, because I want other people to experience it.
Every time that we've been in like a nice restaurant and it's been going super well, you've immediately invited them to be on the spiel.
Right.
Which is just free advertising.
Yes.
For them,
you know? That we pay for.
Right.
See, look what we're doing.
Yeah.
BNI. What about that? I have nothing against BNI. I think it's a fine organization and maybe it's working for a lot of people. I hope that it is.
The groups that work, is just like Danielle said, you get what you put into it. Mm-hmm. The problem is you can't just have one or two putting into it.
Right.
The whole organization of the BNI group has to put into it. And 100%. Those are the ones that work.
Yes.
But
I agree.
You've got to find your right group.
You can't just be a warm seat.
Right.
Ooh, and show up and look pretty.
That's good.
She's so good, right?
Yeah. I mean, because like showing up's half the battle, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you show up, but then there's a whole other half.
Totally.
That you're missing, right?
Otherwise, you lose. Show up with the right attitude.
Because
if you show up, you know, body language too.
Yeah.
You know, if you're closed minded or closed off. Mm-hmm. And
I'm always open. Engaging. I'm open. I mean,
one of my pastors always tells me, and I know this is a little off base, but he always tells me, like, if you show up on Sunday, you know, with a very closed mindset of like what God can do for you, then he's not going to show up.
Right. He's not showing up.
But if you show up with a posture of openness and
that's
readiness,
then
it's the same thing for everything.
Everything.
Right?
Yeah. Everything you do.
Whatever door you walk through that day, it's like if you're showing up, you know, ready for opportunity and ready for something new, then that's what's
going to
happen.
I love that. Yeah. And I do think it's worth mentioning the ladies here on the other side of the table from us. So what happens when you're an agency or a production house and you buy so much, whether it's television or whatever type of advertising, you're often rewarded. You know, people want to buy you things, take you to dinner, or, you know, KBSI has been gracious enough to pay for some trips, which I love. And the last trip, yeah, I love trips and I'm always available. But anyway, so I went fully expecting, as was the last time we were given a trip, to meet potential clients, right? And we did meet business owners, but this time I met Danielle, you know, who is just so, just a wealth of information about working with foundations and, you know, giving back and planning events and things. Things that I need in my life, things that we need here at the agency. Yeah. So that's the other thing I would encourage people to do is just keep your eyes wide open, your ears. I mean, just get to know people around you because she's a gem. I do plan to be buying her some trips and stuff so I can maybe woo her to be like here more. But anyway, very talented in your field. I know you worked a long time in healthcare and know how to give back and just the epitome of everything that we talked about here today. So it's just, it's wonderful to have that tool of knowing those types of people, to have that in your toolbox there. So
I think it's about going beyond the surface level conversations and just like the formalities. It's getting to know someone, finding out their passions.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
So yeah.
Yeah.
I decided long ago I liked hanging out with you too. Oh, we tend to get in trouble though when we do stuff together. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Can't trust either of you.
Why do you shake your head? You've been just as much trouble as we have.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm a rule follower.
Exactly.
I don't know about that.
But any tips for business? We want people to tune in to have some fun and all of that good stuff. But we also want them to be able to walk away with a little bit. Before I turn it over for closing remarks, do you know where the term, we only know this because we talked about this last podcast.
Yeah.
Where did the term cause marketing come from? Who coined that phrase?
I don't know who coined it, but I can definitely say when you're going after, you know, potential opportunities, a lot of times even from the advertising front, they may have an advertising budget and that may have already, you know, they've already spent all their money for that. But if you can go from a cause marketing, nonprofit,
you just opened up more of the coffers there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So smart. It was American Express.
Okay.
In the 80s.
Interesting.
And they paid a penny towards a restoration project, which I'll tell you about in just a second. And they paid a dollar for new cards being...
A penny per transaction.
Penny per transaction. That's what it was. That would take a long time to get the Statue of Liberty. The money went to...
For the restoration.
Restore the Statue of Liberty. That's how the cause marketing. Yeah.
What a great story.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we talked about box tops.
Then we talked about cereal boxes. You guys remember the box tops?
Absolutely.
Phenomenal. It's great. Yeah. All right. I'm going to let you offer words of wisdom to our listenership.
What?
It is market abilities, learn, develop, and then launch. And then call us because we'll do your production and then placement and you'll be off to the races. What you got?
The money races.
Oh, my. You know, find somebody that you trust with your marketing. Find somebody that's going to partner with you and be a team. Mm-hmm. This is not a one person thing. It is a group. Find somebody that can do good video.
That is so important.
Very, very important. And find somebody that, treats your business like it's their business.
Absolutely. 100%.
I'll kind of take it from there. I'm all about being good steward of the resources that you're given and that you're blessed with. And so just because you have a certain budget doesn't mean that you have to spend that budget or maybe, you know, what you're going into. Hey, I'm going to spend it on X, Y, and Z. At any point, you have to be nimble and be able to move and
the pivot.
Yes. The adaptability. Pivot is so important. If anything, with COVID, we had to learn how to be adaptable. Mm-hmm. And I think secondly, it's important whenever you work with a partner, find someone that you can trust. Mm-hmm. That's genuine, authentic, and that will be there for you and be a good partner.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
What you got?
I think piggybacking off of what they said earlier in the podcast, they were talking about, you know, knowing exactly like who's your customer avatar, right? Mm-hmm. And I think I just want to piggyback off of that is just knowing who you want to serve and how you want to serve them. Mm. Because it's like you want certain customers, right? But how can you actually be of service to them? And then they'll just start giving you money.
That's so true.
Think like them.
Yeah, exactly.
So true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think from a business or personal standpoint, relationships are so important, and you'll find that out as you live your life, whether you're younger or older. Just remember that when you get to the top, it's nice to look around and have a whole lot of people next to you, because it's awfully alone if you're, you know, it's lonely if you're there alone. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I feel you.
All right, let's go to the top. You ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, we're there. Look around, baby. This is, we're not yet, but we will be with your help. We will be. Yeah, with your help. So, all right, ladies, thank you so much. Anything else?
No.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, all right. Bye. Bye.